My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you gotta look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about if you should niche down your agency. So we actually, believe it or not, there's a lot of agency owners that listen to this podcast. So this can tie into the context of if you have a services business too. And I think to an extent, when you think about products, niching down does help quite a bit. I remember I had someone on the Growth Everywhere podcast, or now called Leveling Up, a company called Kahuna. And when they started niching down and focusing on a very specific niche, like the company was tanking. And then after they niched down, they started skyrocketing. So my opinion on this, and maybe
BVXL, they're for just Shopify and e-commerce. They've done really well. Yep. A lot of agencies that niche down, Business Online just does enterprise, B2B. They've done well from that. I think they got to like 10 million a year.
Yep. But in a sense, like, okay, so with your agency, you know, you do niche down to a degree. What does your niche look like?
We don't niche down. We're global.
Because you target specific sizes.
No, we don't target specific
sizes. Oh, no. You have Neil Patel Excel too. I forgot about that.
We have both the SMB agency and an enterprise.
Yeah.
We do all markets from low-end mom and pops who are starting off because we believe why should only big companies be able to pay marketing agencies?
Yeah.
We
go through your thoughts first.
Yeah. So my end is I do everything from people starting off their business all the way to Fortune 1000 companies that generate over $100 billion plus a year in market cap. Or even revenue in some cases. And I don't niche down, but you know, I'll be upfront. I don't think most people will be able to replicate what I'm doing. I don't think I'm smarter or better. It's just more so I have a ton of leads. I was going through this with Eric the other day. I started turning on lead collection on Ubersuggest. I'm generating 2,900 leads a day.
Higher.
Well, yeah, but in general, it's 2,900. Right now, it's started going up to around 3,800 leads a day. So there's a certain point where it's just like, I have people from all industries, but I know most people can't relate to that. And my recommendation is, if I was starting a brand new business, not using my name, not using my lead flow, I would niche down. And the reason I would niche down, and this is for the one reason only, and I learned this earlier on in my career and I saw a huge revenue increase. When people say like, oh, you niche down, you can focus and you can be better and you can specialize, that's not the real reason why most people end up making more money by niching down at the beginning. It's because when you niche down, you can get case studies in a specific area and you can leverage those case studies to get more clients in that space. Yes, over time, you should be able to produce better work because you're only focusing on that one client type. But what really makes you the money with your agency early on, if you niche down, is you can take those case studies and then go after all the other competitors in the space and lock them down as a client as well.
To Neil's point, I think the experience that you get when you niche down, naturally you're starting to work on it more, so you understand the industry more. I will tell you, like, let's say we work with a lot of software companies, right? They do look at the breadth of experience that we have and they ask, like, who else have we worked with in the space? And to Neil's point, the case studies certainly go a long way. The sales cycles are shorter. The lifetime value of the customers are a lot higher. And it's because they feel more confident in that respect. I think once you get to a certain size and you're growing at a certain rate, I think it's okay to open it up to, like, let's open it more general. Let's target smaller. Let's target really big enterprise too. You can kind of, you know, hit the breadth of it. But I think especially when you're really early days, I think if you're starting out as one person and you're looking to build your team, I think it's important because there's a lot of big agencies out there like the Omnicoms of the world that are already targeting a lot of people. So, you know, how can you differentiate yourself? The way you differentiate yourself is by niching down, at least in the beginning. And whatever you choose to do in the future, if you want to make the agency a lot bigger, you have to open it up because, you know, markets are markets. But I think niching down to me doesn't mean just focusing on one. I think most people think it's just you can everything and you focus on one thing. Niching down, from what I've learned from kind of other agencies owners, is you're probably focusing on 3 to 4 niches that you're good at. Maybe, like, you know, you have to have multiple team members, but start with one first, maybe you'd open up to 4. So once things really start cranking, then you can open up to more and more and more. And then you have a, you know, well-oiled machine going for you. So that's kind of my take on it. You know, you start small first, niche down, and then you can expand. Just like how, you know, Apple started with a computer first, then added iPods, iPhones, and then iPads too, and watches. So take your time. And it'll work.
Yeah. And if you look at Apple as a huge company, they don't go after healthcare, cars, and everything at once. Mm-hmm. They pick something, get it right, and then they expand after they get it right.
Yep.
Because they know no matter how, what size you are, small or large, and all of us as small businesses, at least we're all small compared mm-hmm. to the Apples of the world, we should learn from them and go small and perfect what you're doing and then expand from there. If you're in a rare situation where you have abundance of everything, by all means, you don't have to niche down, but I still recommend picking a sector or a category at first.
All right, so that is it for today. And before we go, don't forget to go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE. And the event is happening in Malibu. Neil and I will be there. See us in person. It's going to be great. Again, marketingschool.io/live. And we'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.